So today I talk with Julie about conscious trust. Are you like a trust giver, a trust earner? Is it easy to lose your trust? Is it a challenge? What happens when trust is lost, or what happens when trust is built? This episode was recorded well over a year ago in my Volvo on a road trip with an iPhone, and it's really rough and tumble, but the concepts still land with me today. I'm really thankful that I have such a trusting relationship with her that I really discover myself. And I'm hopeful that some of the tools that we use today and the questions you'll be asking yourself and being able to apply it to a key relationship that you are in.
Welcome to the Executive Shaman Podcast, where Dr. Crystal White and her comrades guide us to bring more wholeness, energy, and connectivity to our professions. We're ready, Crystal. Get us started.
All right. Live from the car.
And I'm driving, of course. I'm in the driver's seat.
We've almost died like four times.
Out of 100 people, I think I'm fourth. I'm fourth percentile.
In number of tickets?
Already got a ticket.
We're not sure, maybe.
Let's talk about this. Let's talk about what things you can trust in your life. And I can pretty much say I trust that most other people are better drivers than me.
That's a belief.
Yeah, that is completely a belief.
That you will get a flash this year.
Well, yes,
we exactly. Can trust that. Yeah.
So let's talk about this notion of trust. We touched base on it a little bit last time, and I'm always fascinated by it, of course, in the work I do with leaders and developing teams and developing communities and organizations. It's the first thing we always like go back to. What's the trust level like, and what does trust look like? All this stuff, you know. We always say, like, it's our job to create a culture of trust, and I don't know what that means to 80% of people where that comes out of their mouth, so...
I think that means a mandatory training that you have to go through.
I trust that you will get this done, Dr. White.
Yeah.
So what does trust mean to you?
Oh, it's a good idea. It's a good question. I think trust is something that is achieved when you have experience with someone else that they will show up and do what they say they're going to do. And then the next time it comes around, you know that that's their record and you can count on them and you trust them, and that's what it is.
So in three words, you said lots of words there, so.
Well, you didn't say three words.
All right, now I'm asking you to summarize.
Okay.
Yeah.
Commitment, reliability, and fortitude.
Ooh, commitment, reliability, and fortitude. Interesting. Okay. And how do you know when you trust somebody? Like, what is an indicator of your trust in somebody else?
Well, it depends. I mean, it's that you can, someone can buy into different, I can buy somebody into different levels of trust. I mean, I can trust that I ask somebody that works for me to do something and they're going to do it. We have that level of trust.
That's reliability.
I can trust that if I have a close friend and I am in need, that they're going to show up. That's a different type of trust.
Okay.
Or that they're going to hold something that's sacred to you, sacred to them.
Okay, so that's like that commitment.
Commitment,
sort of emotional commitment.
The emotional commitment.
All right.
And I think that I can trust that people are going to do what they say they're going to do. They're going to hold their course. They have the fortitude to maintain their bearing.
Yeah, so not just reliability, but there's something about their grit and predictability to follow through.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, even in times of trouble.
Oh, that's so neat. So on a personal level, then, have you had experiences when somebody has given up because it got hard, or somebody is just unreliable and inconsistent, or somebody is just not emotionally committed at the same kind of level?
Sure.
Yeah.
That sucks.
When they do all three together or just one of them?
Oh, any one of them. I mean, one could probably be repaired with a conversation.
Yeah.
But when somebody just drops out on you like that, and they're there and then they're not, and then your whole system of like, how did this person get in, and then they were in, and now they've done a 180 and they're gone, then you, I mean, it makes you kind of like reevaluate whether you have any idea about who you can trust and who you can't.
Yeah. So the most viable, you know, kind of vital core is this emotional commitment for you.
Yeah.
And that's, yeah. See, I think this is helpful because, and helpful for me to know this about you. I see it now that you explain it, but it puts like this concept into this concrete things, because even when you're talking about it, there is an experience for you. So you show up different when there's trust, a certain degree of trust, and versus when there's a lower degree of trust.
Absolutely. I can be so much more vulnerable with somebody when I have when the trust is there.
Sure. Well, that makes sense to me. I mean, of course, everyone defines and kind of visualizes or experiences trust different. And for me, trust does not really typically center around reliability in any sense of the word. I know people that are very reliable, and they don't evoke a sense of trust, or I don't feel trust towards them. So trust for me is the sense that I can be real and not get hurt being my genuine, authentic self.
Yeah.
So that's like a trust. Like, I can be me and real, not perfect, but not get hurt for my thoughts, my needs, my desires, even, you know, my failures, that somehow that it will be not only accepted, but held safe. So that's one thing. And the second thing, trust for me is that you show up real as well. So, you know, I've got a good bullshit mometer. I have always had this intuitive thing, and of course I've honed it through. 2 kilometers, we're going right. I've honed it through the craft of what I do in multiple settings. And so I could tell when people are lying, like constantly. I could tell most of the time if somebody's even lying on text, or when they're like given a superficial answer, when the answer is something different, official kind of truth versus their ground truth. And my like gift or asset I bring to a team is I can even tell when people are lying to themselves. So a certain degree of trust is not like when you're lying, like all of us lie to ourselves and deceive ourselves. But I mean that hiding, when people consistently hide from themselves, and I think from me, it just decreases trust. So not owning up to your mistakes, not being able to say I'm sorry, not being able to touch this sense of you know, inadequacy, like that causes a breakdown in trust for me.
But you're a trust given person.
Yeah, so last time we talked about if trust is on a scale, like if you just kind of look at, just think about as a scale of like high degree of trust on the right hand and low degree on the left hand, reading left to right, 0 degree of trust, and 10 would be like a high level of trust. Where do you typically, in most situations, experience yourself when you're stepping into the situation new, fresh?
It would depend on what kind of situation it was and how much risk was involved.
Okay, well, it's a new situation, and it's a, let's just say it is a, you're at a social event.
Okay.
You're at a social event, it's a dinner, I have a party, I'm known for my parties. You come in, there's 8 other people around my table. And on a scale of 0 to 10, how much are you going to, like, trust these people?
Trust them with what?
Yeah.
That's the question.
What do you mean, trust them with what?
I mean, you know, trust them, trust that the evening is going to go well, trust that people are going to be sociable, trust that I can say something and it's not going to leave the room. Those are all kinds of different types.
Yeah, why are you asking these questions?
Well, it's too open-ended.
It's too open-ended. So you need things to be a little bit more defined and clear before you can trust.
Yep.
So what does that indicate to you?
I don't give trust very easily.
You do not give trust very easily. Most people don't want to come out and say, hey, listen, I actually am a trust earned person. I'm a 5 or below typically in most new situations. It doesn't really matter the situation. If you're a person that's like, that's right, Julie, I would ask all these questions. It's context dependent. you know, it depends on who invited me, if, you know, where the setting is, if it, is it out.
I mean, at this point, I think I'm savvy enough to play it a little bit. You know, I can look at the room and I can say, oh, I can read your nonverbals. I can know a little bit about you, maybe from some other context, and kind of say, well, we can go to this place. I'll go to this place with you, but I'm not going to go to this other place.
Sure.
And you can drop some breadcrumbs. Like, you know, there's things that I share about myself with people that are, you know, that have had situations that have happened in my life that have had an impact, you know, that are like some of the stories of my narrative. But for me to share that, even though it seems like it may be creating a bridge to some sort of intimacy, it doesn't really cost me a lot.
Sure.
You know, you have those like stories you keep in your pocket.
Oh yeah. So it's a decoy.
It's a little bit of a, you know, it's like a false flag operation. Yeah. I want to see what you're going to do with that and where you're going to go with it.
Yeah. So this is really great. So you're telling me that you're an earned trust person and that you're testing people. So you give them a breadcrumb, and if they pass that, then you're going to give them another breadcrumb. Yeah. And that's...
And if I'm interested in them.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, not just, you know.
Sure. Trust is one part of this, but,
yeah.
You know, of course, desirability and that kind of sense of chemistry might be a second one. But in all, most situations, if you're a person that needs context, needs to be defined, needs some clarity, needs certain conditions to open up and to be vulnerable and to believe that the other person has your needs or your goals or your thoughts.
Or your well-being.
Or your well-being in equal proportion to his or her own. That is trust.
Yeah.
And so many of us assume that people don't. And you want to test them or have certain conditions to get the sense of this person cares in equal proportion about me as he or she does to about himself. So it's really helpful to know. That's helpful for you to know. I'm an earned person. I typically have conditions and blah, blah, blah. The thing that's even more powerful to know is, what is it that you're looking for? What concretely, give me three breadcrumbs that you like in order to then extend and have that person earn it. Three things.
Well, the first thing that comes to mind is like when you offer something like that, that there is a response of empathy or a response, some sort of like emotional response from the person that is not about them.
Ah, okay.
That they see you for what you have put out.
Yeah. So empathetic or emotional reciprocity.
Yeah, emotional reciprocity. Gosh, three. I think they all revolve around, everything I can think of revolves around emotional reciprocity.
Yeah, I can help you out.
Okay.
You do not trust people who are come across as idiots or incompetent. Okay. Or
so,
don't know their...
Yes, I don't think they'd be at your dinner party anyway.
Thank you, friend. You trust my assessment of other people's competency. Come on, you know I've dated or I've had people at dinner parties that are probably not as intellectually as, you know, competent as
I love
you
how
are.
The first of the two was you've dated.
but that really matters to you, that people know their stuff. And if they somehow just kind of are lacking in that area, you're like, mm-mm, right?
I'm probably not going to choose to be around somebody that it is not stimulating in some way.
Sure.
I mean,
you're also not going to trust them.
I don't like beige people are kind of
beige. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So you need them to have emotional reciprocity, and you kind of need them to
have a spark.
Yep. Have a spark and then some level of competence in whatever they know.
Yep.
Yeah. Whatever they share, right?
Right.
There's nothing worse for you if you're out with somebody and they just blow smoke about how great they are.
Oh, no. Right. Yeah. If you have to tell me how great you are, you're probably not.
Oh, I love this. This is somebody, a leader told me this word for word. If you have to tell me how great you are, then you're probably hiding something.
Yeah.
But then you get a crystal white in the room that ended a meeting 3 minutes early yesterday. And I'm like, I'm so great. I ended a meeting 3 minutes early. I'm going to claim that win. It was it's a growth area for me, managing things, getting to things early. You could trust that I'm perpetually 5 minutes late-ish.
Ish.
And I'm a bad driver. Those are two things.
Sometimes you're really on time, though. Recently, I've noticed you've been on time a lot more.
Thank you.
Yeah. Kudos to you.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was a goal.
Really? Well, I'm more fierce about it right now. I got lazy. Okay, so I'm a trust giver. I'm going to walk into a new situation. I pretty much feel secure. I'm not, don't really feel
so
anxious.
Do you armor up for that?
Nope.
you just go in and go, whatever happens, I can deal with it.
I can deal with it. So part of it is like, I'm a risk taker, but honestly, I know that when I open up and I extend trust, typically I can cultivate it with most other individuals and teams. Some people take longer for me to build that trust with because they're trust earners, but I can sense out a trust earner right from the get-go and then be me, who's a naturally trusting person, in order to kind of shift them. The question for a trust giver, and I'm saying like I'm a 9, like I can, I'm an 8 or 9. The really givers of trust have to be a little bit aware that there's going to be 15 or 20% of people who are takers, like just takers. and to be mindful of that, there are 15 to 20% of people who are not to be trusted and will never earn your trust, right? So that's a life lesson for me. And also, what is it that will lose my trust? So concretely, what would you have to do to lose my trust? And the first thing I can say is, for me, if you lie to me.
Yeah.
Like a clear lie, and then I catch you in the lie, and you lie.
Right.
It's kind of over at that point for me. So lie, and then it's done. Or if I give you multiple, you know, if I pull, like, can you tell me more, and you just kind of retreat and hide and emotionally shut down and are more interested in defending yourself than growing our relationship, you've lost my trust. And it's a steep hill back up. And that's happened on 2 occasions where I've said very clearly, I've worked X amount of hours, months, whatever, around this table, around trust, and you don't trust me, it's clear. And guess what? Now I don't trust you.
Yeah.
So those are a couple of things that I have known about me as a trust giver. So where to go now?
Austria.
Let's do it. the most important thing for people to know is that, you know, once you have like this trust giver or this trust earner, is that what is trust? Is trust a feeling? Is trust a belief? Is it something in your mind?
Is that a question?
Yeah.
What is it? I think it's a combination of a gut feeling and a paradigm, something you've constructed.
Yeah.
For better or worse, I mean, you need to reassess your construct, though.
Yeah, you know, it's a story, I would say, in your mind, and it's also a state. Because the problem oftentimes, if you don't trust somebody, or if you do trust somebody, doesn't really matter. You're telling yourself a story. This person is trustworthy, and you've got all your justification. I heard a podcast, blah, blah, blah. But it's also a state, an emotional state. And really, oftentimes, you can kind of sense in your emotional state, if you get out of the story in your head, if somebody's safe at an emotional level. Now, you don't know if they're safe at a reliable level or a competency level, but you kind of know if they're safe at an emotional level. If you slow down and, you know, kind of check out your physical state, you know, around this person. But after that, really, the combination of a state and a story is always a choice. So trust, in my estimation, the most powerful position you can say is I get to choose if I trust you or not. And a choice is always something that you consciously adopt. So once you figure out your natural go-to story, and you are checking in with their state, then the question is, I have a choice about whether I extend or take away this trust right now. And that choice will either get you closer to the person you want to be or the relationship you want to have or further away. So for me, trust is always a choice.
I think it's a choice too.
Thanks for choosing to trust me.
I choose it differently.
I'm being a little bit unreliable here in my navigation. But
you're reliable and you're unreliable.
That's true. And I love that I have a lot of fortitude.
Yes, you do. And you keep going.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think it's my turn to drive anyway.
I think it's time for me to pull over and you can drive.
Okay. Well, thanks for listening.
Thanks for talking and sharing and letting me.
And I think you should, whoever's listening, maybe someone, I trust, hopefully, that someone's listening, should spend some time thinking about the
themselves? Are they a trust?
Yeah, that's the whole point.
And don't you think on a team it's best to have both?
I think it's always great to have diversity and to expect that there's going to be diversity. I think that on any team, any, you know, couple, any partnership, any team, to go around the room and be like, what are you, a trust earned or a giver? What do you need to see from me to get your trust? What do you need to do to take it away? That is always a powerful thing when you go around and you have recognized that you have been living with a trust earner for, I don't know, a decade, and you have naturally been a trust giver. And this might be where some of your, you know, some of your
strife
and confrontation are rooted in.
Yeah, I definitely live with a trust earner. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, hands down. Yeah, yep. You guys both have that.
Yeah.
You guys both have that under your thing belt. And it's, it would be interesting, though, like, who's higher?
Yeah, he's higher. Yeah, because he's he always says to me, you just think people are good.
Good, yeah. I'm like, that's awesome. I love it because everything's in comparison to something
right,
else.
So, exactly.
Why don't you take a moment to kind of figure out where you're at and then maybe have a conversation with somebody about like about this trust earned and trust giver and see what it does for you.
Yeah. How it moves you forward.
All right. Till next time.
Thanks for listening. Mm-hmm.